Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 18th of January 2011. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, an online European travel guide where you'll find tips about the top destinations in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll cover some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog, our online travel magazine. You can read the posts in full, see the photos, and leave a comment at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Amanda has given us some ideas for things to do in the beautiful Tuscan city of Siena. A Tuscan holiday is on many people's wish list, and this lovely medieval city is one of the key destinations within Tuscany. One of the big attractions in Siena is the Palio Horse Race. This is held twice each summer on the 2nd of July and the 16th of August. It's a grand tradition stretching back for more than 1,000 years, and Siena gets pretty crowded during the horse race, but the atmosphere is electric. So if you're going to stay there, I imagine that hotel prices will rocket during that period, but great experience. The Palio Horse Race is held in the main square of Siena, the Piazza del Campo. It's a beautiful square, but also famous for being uniquely built in a shell-like shape. I've had a brief visit to Siena, and I do think that was my favourite part of the town. It was really buzzing, beautiful, beautiful fountain, and the buildings were really, really interesting, beautiful colours in the sunlight. The Duomo, or Cathedral in Siena, is easily one of the most beautiful churches you'll find in Italy. It dates back to the 13th century, built in a Gothic style, and features distinctive and photogenic black and white marble on the outside, and a very detailed mosaic floor inside. So if you're in Tuscany, do try to spend a few hours in Siena. Jeremy tells us about his wine tasting experience in Hungary, in the village of Rex. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. While many people stick to Budapest, Hungary's capital, there's lots to see in the countryside. And the village of Rex is one of the best places to go to visit a winery. Jeremy visited the Kohari Pince Winery on the hillsides of Resk, which offers wine tastings and entertainments. And Jeremy certainly got in the spirit of things. There's a photo of him dancing along to the fiddler. So sounds like fun. Sean asks, how do you spot the good restaurants when abroad? Because finding an excellent new restaurant when you're on holiday is great fun. That little bistro tucked down a side street, the place on the corner that does great coffees, the little ice cream shop. For most people travelling, food plays a huge part in a trip and discovering something new and good. You don't want to find something new and bad. So how do you find the best places to eat and avoid the tourist traps? Well, Sean recommends to look for busy restaurants, which if you're in a tourist area, probably they all will be, but maybe busy with locals, if you see lots of locals there. As for recommendations, also you can get tips online. I know I do this myself when I'm travelling, asking for recommendations on Twitter and Facebook. Another recommendation Sean gives is to go where you can see the food. If you can see the food being prepared, it's usually a good sign. That's cooked in front of you in full view rather than some dingy, grotty kitchen away at the back. Also, watching people as they leave can be a good sign. If they're happy and saying pleasant things, you're probably standing outside a real gem. And don't forget the old trusty guidebook. Sometimes you think, oh, go to somewhere on a guidebook, everybody will be there, which could be the case. But if something's recommended in a guidebook and maybe by a local and or on Twitter and Facebook, probably a good bet. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this Europe à la carte podcast, and you'll join us again soon to get more tips on the best places to visit in Europe. You can subscribe to the podcast in Audioboo or iTunes. Goodbye.